Siddur Siddur is a general sponsor by the Saka family, by Eliel and Avram Forman for a Fuhr Shlema Hadassah Rachel Bas Chana Golda. We've ended the Amida in terms of its brachos, but we've begun to understand the final paragraph, the addendum, Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Meirah, where we add our own individual and personal needs. We daven for whatever's happening in our lives. We're not only given license or permission, but we're encouraged. The rest of the Amida is like the template. It's like the card. Elokai Netzor is where we fill in and write our own personal message to the Ribono Shalom, to Hashem, to add what we want to say. And we begin, we preface the invitation to offer our individual needs with this tefillah, with this request. Hashem, help me stop speaking gossip. Help me protect my power of speech and language. Let me not speak deceitfully ever to anyone. Why do we begin with that? So last time we shared, three or four different explanations. Chafetz Chaim said, in the merit of our protecting our speech, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear and answer. Rav Chaim Friedlander said, continuing what we started, using the power of speech well for the Amida, let us continue to use the power of speech well. The Yerush Shlomo said, let us not be hypocrites. We just davened in plural because we claim to care about everyone else. So if we really care about everyone else, let us never speak gossip. Let's indeed demonstrate care and concern by protecting our power of speech, of how we address those around us, how we talk about others as well. It's important to recognize this opening word, Netzor L'Shoni Meirah Hashem, stop. Netzor means to stop. Stop my tongue from gossip, from negative speech. Where does it come from, this expression or this phrase? Where does it come from? It's not a trick question. We all say it Shabbos morning, Tehillim Kapitol Lamed Gimel, Tehillim chapter 33. Mi ha'isha Chavetz Chaim, o'ev yamim liros tov, who's the person, that's why, his name, the Chavetz Chaim, the Yisrael Meir of Radin, became known as the Chavetz Chaim. That was the name of his work, Shmira Saloshim, Chavetz Chaim, because who is the person who craves, who wants life? Oev Yamim, who loves days, Liros Tov, wants to see good. Just as an aside, we usually read that as, where does the question mark go? Mi Aisha Chavetz Chaim, who is the one who loves, who craves life, loves days, Liros Tov, wants to see good? Is the question mark there and the answer is Netzor L'Shon Chamira? Some say no, the question mark is Mi Aisha Chavetz Chaim? Question mark, and the answer is Oev Yamim Liros Tov. It's the person with a good eye. If you look and you see favorably everyone, if you see good in everything, if you live life positive, optimistic, hopeful, cheerful, with a smile of the Liros Tov, if you have an eye in Tov, if you look positively, you're going to have a long and beautiful and happy and meaningful life. So some suggest that's where the question mark goes. But the traditional or the simple understanding is the question mark goes after Mi Aisha Chavetz Chaim Ov Yam Liros Tov, who wants life and loves days and wants them to be filled with good. The answer is Netzor L'Shon Chamira. It's the person who stops their tongue from speaking ill. It's the person who stops their tongue from gossiping. So it's no small wonder that the beginning of our Elokai Netzor, the beginning of our personal supplications and requests, we ask for help with this, because after all, that's what David HaMelech told us is the secret to longevity. If you want both quantity of life and quality of life, if you want long days and good days, then it's all about interpersonal relationships and the power of speech, and it's all about how we interact with others. So it's a universal thing. It's not peculiar. It doesn't stand out at all. It makes a lot of sense, particularly when you consider the psukim that precede it, of why this is the very first thing that we ask. The real question, though, is, why are we asking Hashem for help? We're asking Hashem, stop me from gossip. Is that up to Hashem or is it up to us? We have a core principle called Bechira Chafshus. We have something called free will. We have free will. And indeed, even though there is some level of predeterminism, even though we do believe in some fatalism, when it comes to our righteousness, when it comes to making good choices, Hakol bidei shemayim chutz meyir shemayim. Gemara Brachos daf lamed gimel and elsewhere tells us that while everything is in the hands of Hashem, He decided already, was predetermined, whether we'd still have hair or have gone bald, whether we dunk a basketball or we can't even touch the net, whether our IQ and memory would be off the charts or whether it'd be more limited. All that was predetermined. It was predetermined. To whom we were born, when we were born, where we were born, what we're wearing, the music we listen to, what we like, what's our taste. So much of that has already been predetermined. What's the only thing that we have free will about? Hakol bidei shemayim chutz from yirat shemayim. Do we act with righteousness, with virtue, with merit? It's the only thing that we choose. So if that's the case, how could it be that we're asking Hashem, Netzor l'shoni meira, give me Yira Shemayim, let me not speak gossip, protect me. Isn't that Pachira Chavshas? What are you asking Hashem? Just do it, or don't do it yourself. This is not our question. Sefer Anila Dodi quotes from the Rebbe Yakar, who asked this question, and essentially he answers, and he says, there's a Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Toldos, somewhat timely, Shloshet Dvarim Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bershuso Shel Adam, Yadayim Pever Aglayim. There are three things that Hashem created, and they're in our domain, and it appears like we have control over them, but Keshekosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Af Elu Eina Bershuso. When Hashem wants, He can control it. It looks like it's ours. I don't know if this is a good mushel, but if you have an IT company that helps you with your computer, you think your computer you're in control of, and sometimes the IT person, you know, in India, wherever they are, they're logging into your computer from wherever they are, and you think you're controlling the mouse, and all of a sudden you see the mouse moving on your computer, and they're opening things, they're fixing things, they're updating things, because you gave them permissions to be able to, it's not called login, what are they doing? Remote access, virtual, okay, whatever the appropriate term is, but you give permissions and then they can. So Kiviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we think that we move the cursor. We think that our hands and our mouth and our feet, we're moving the cursor. We're in charge and we're in control. But says the Medrash Tanchuma, Hashem has remote access. It's not so remote. Hashem has access. And whenever He wants, He takes over. That means to say that we need Siyata Deshmaya. There are people who lose the ability to speak. They lose the ability to walk. They lose the ability for their fine motor skills. We think it's ours. We think it's permanent. We think we're entitled to it. It's on loan. It's never part of our permanent collection. And when Hashem wants to override, He can override whenever He wants. Certainly to silence us, but even to misspeak, even to speak in other ways. So we need Siyata Deshmaya. For all things, even that which we have Bechira over, we ask Hashem for guidance and providence and support and direction that we not misuse or abuse those gifts and those talents. So it's not a contradiction that we have Bechira, we have free will. Simultaneously, we ask Him for that help. Elokai, Nitzor Lashoni. Help me, assist me, support me with your remote access. Guide me to use the power of speech most productively.